goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol, Carol and Jane, in for Kristen Bry, who is on her honeymoon. And we are joined. This is a good news for people who are going to be traveling to warm weather places this winter. We are joined by the Director of Public Affairs and Marketing for Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, Harold Mester. Harold, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Jane.
Tell us, first of all, so the coat check is back. She's very
excited about this, Harold.
I think people really like this, though, as a perk.
Yeah, the only airport in the U.S. that offers a coat check. And, you know, what better place when it's cold here to just leave your coat with us at the airport, go on your beach or your cruise vacation and not have to lug that coat around, and then you just pick it up when you land back in Milwaukee. It's pretty innovative.
So where exactly can we check them now? Because I have to be honest with you, Harold. I've been kind of like kind of out of commission for the past year and a half, and I haven't been at the airport because I haven't been capable of traveling. So where will we find this coat check?
So it's in our relatively brand new Summerfest Marketplace store. So that's pre-security. So it doesn't matter which concourse you're traveling out of. You can go into the Summerfest Marketplace and you check your coat right with the clerk who's running the cashier stand in there. So you leave it with them. They will only take coats, hats, mittens. You can't store anything else there, but you can store your winter gear there and it'll be locked and secured while you're gone.
And is there a daily fee for this, Harold?
Yeah, it's $2 per day, so it's very reasonably priced. And if you're on a longer trip, we actually cap it at $10. So even if you're gone for a couple weeks, $10 is the maximum you would pay for
that. Oh, my goodness, that's well worth it. Yeah.
That's cheaper than checking your bag. You know, if you don't have to put your coat in your bag, maybe you can get away with just a carry-on.
I just said that. I just told Jane that that's what I used to do when I would travel to warm weather, because we would go in the middle of winter, and I would just throw my coat into my bag and just check it and just get on the plane. And this is so much better. So for $10, are you kidding?
Well, while we're on the subject of carry-on bags, Harold, last half hour I offered to work for Mitchell International Airport because I think there needs to be someone policing that little metal thing right before you go down the gangway, and it says if your carry-on luggage does not fit this, then you have to check it. No one ever does that. I will do that.
They're bringing on bags that are just too big, huh?
They're huge. You could fit a body in several of those bags.
Wow.
You know, some of the airlines that charge for carry-on bags, like Spirit, Frontier, and others, they do police it pretty well, but some of the other airlines that you don't have to pay extra for a carry-on, yeah, maybe they could use your help, huh?
Okay, so now let's talk about travel. Let's talk about we've been talking all about Wisconsin in the winter and how many wonderful things there are to do. But that being said, we do realize that once we get into like February, we can get a little tired of the cold and the snow and the rain and the this and the ice. What are some of the hot spots that people are looking at this year?
Well, Cancun has emerged as a really popular one, especially when the pandemic, we were starting to kind of get out of the pandemic. That was a popular place, and it's still very popular. So Sun Country Airlines is resuming their seasonal service on Saturdays to Cancun so that you can fly straight to Cancun from Milwaukee. Apple and Funjet Vacations also have multiple flights per week, and those run from December through April. So those are that's a really good destination. And then, of course, Florida, Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale. We have flights to all of those locations, a lot of flights to Phoenix this winter, a lot of flights to Texas, places like that. So we have a lot of options for folks to escape the cold here and get somewhere warm.
Are travel numbers back up to what they were before the pandemic, Harold? Are we getting close?
Yeah, leisure travel has actually fully recovered. Business travel has not. So our total overall numbers were still down about 10%, give or take, from where we were in 2019. But that's gradually increasing with each month as we move forward.
I bet it's really challenging, though, because of business travel has changed so much, right?
Yeah, what we're seeing now is a lot of the business travelers are ones who have to be somewhere to work on something, you know, in person. So like a technician or a repair person that needs to be flown in to fix something. The salespeople aren't traveling as much, but some of them are, again, because they can have an advantage if they're trying to get a client's business and you show up in person. That just gives you an advantage over someone on a screen.
Now, let me ask you about going to one of these southern areas outside of, you know, Arizona or Florida. What do you need as a traveler these days when it comes to, do you need a vaccination card? Do you need proof of immunization and a mask and all this kind of stuff? I'm really not clear.
Yeah, that's a good question, because there's probably a lot of people who have not traveled still, you know, for the last couple of years. So none of those things are required for domestic travel anymore. Now, there could be some restrictions depending on which country you're traveling to, if it's international. But for domestic travel within the U.S., no masks are required anymore. No vaccinations are required anymore. So that's where we are. No one's checking for anything. And then from what I see around the terminal, most people are not wearing masks. You still can. There's nothing that stops individuals from wearing masks. And maybe 5 or 10% of the traveling public still does. But it's kind of like it was before.
Harold Mester is the Director of Public Affairs and Marketing for Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Harold, what is CLEAR?
So CLEAR just started this summer. So CLEAR is an expedited security screening program, and that's where you actually use your biometrics, so either your eyes or your fingerprints, to authenticate yourself. You don't even have to show your ID if you're using CLEAR. So if you're enrolled in that program, and it comes at a cost of about $16 per month, but that you can use it on an unlimited basis at airports all around the country, you authenticate yourself with your biometrics, and they escort you right to the front of the security line. So if there's any kind of line, you don't have it, it can still work in conjunction with TSA PreCheck. Individuals who use that can still use their PreCheck benefits at the same time that they're using the CLEAR service.
Okay. I have to be honest with you. I just had, over the summer, I had two brand new, so I've got these big titanium hips now, okay? Do I have to carry anything? Does that, I know I sound like I'm 100 years old, but it happened and that's all there is to it. Or you just get in the scanner and you just make the declaration, yeah, I got body parts replaced.
I would still try to bring that documentation or even a photo of it on your phone so that you can show that, just so that they know what's there before you go through the screening process.
So x-ray, take a picture of my x-ray on my phone?
Well, did they give you a letter or something?
No.
Okay, well then you would just disclose it. You would just disclose that
to the
officers so that they know.
Okay.
Harold, are there I thought with the driver's licenses, there was going to be restrictions for people who were going to be allowed to fly unless you had a particular type of driver's license. Is that accurate or not?
That's a great thing to talk about right now. So that's something that's going to be required next year, and it's called a Real ID. So if you look at your driver's license or state ID card in the state of Wisconsin, it would have a star in the corner. If it does not have a star, you would have to use another form of a real ID. A passport counts as a real ID if your driver's license does not have it. But we're encouraging everyone, when they get their driver's license renewed, to get that star. I think you have to bring a little bit of extra documentation, maybe a birth certificate or something else like that, when you renew your license. But that verifies your status, and that will be required. I believe it's October 1st of 2023.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, I thought it was
October. So it's less than a year from now. So if anyone's getting their license or ID card renewed, I highly recommend that you get that if you plan to travel by air.
And I would do it soon, because I got my license renewed 2 years ago. I brought everything that I thought I needed for that real ID, and they wanted an original Social Security card that had some perforation that was missing on the one that I brought them. So I actually found it easier to get a passport and to go through that process than getting the real ID. But it's something to take very seriously, because it's not going to just affect planes.
Yeah, and if you have a passport, you know, that counts as a real ID. You just got to remember to bring it with you. But this is something that I believe was first proposed in the year 2002. So it's taken them 20 years to try to implement this thing. And I think we're at about 50%, give or take, compliance in Wisconsin with the state ID and driver's licenses. So there's still a long way to go. And they've pushed the deadline back many times for this. They may push it back again, but as of now, it's October of next year.
So what else is new at the airport? You guys are constantly making changes and making improvements. What's new? What's big?
Well, one of the big ones, and this can be really good for holiday travel coming up, is we have a new app called MKE Smart Park, and it allows you to, you can sign up, my light just turned off there, you can sign up for the MKE Smart Park app, and it allows you to use your cell phone to actually enter and exit our parking facility, so you wouldn't have to pull a ticket and then, save that ticket and then pay when you come back from your trip. You just use your phone to enter and exit. You can also make a reservation for parking, which guarantees parking during busy periods if we might get full, like over Thanksgiving or the Christmas New Year's period. As long as you have a reservation, we guarantee availability for you in any of our parking facilities. So that's a really good option, and that's something new that we just launched this year. Another cool thing that's coming up right after Thanksgiving is we have our Letters to Santa program. So we're actually collecting letters to Santa that we're going to fly up to the North Pole on Alaska Airlines. So for that week after Thanksgiving, so it's the 28th through December 3rd, you can come to the airport, drop off a letter to Santa, and we're going to make sure that everyone who drops off a letter gets a handwritten response from Santa in the mail. So it's a really cool thing that we're offering, just to, you know, a little community project to let folks know that, you know, we have flights on Alaska Airlines.
Do you get to go on fun stuff like this, Harold, just because you work there? It's like, I just want to ride along because I think it'd be fun.
You know, I wish I could. I don't. I have to pay for a ticket just like everybody else, but it is a fun place to work, and we try to have some fun here.
You got
to
renegotiate that for next time. You are also a private pilot, which I always find so fascinating because I am so mathematically challenged. That is not something I would ever be able to do. Is it a really difficult thing to pass your pilot's test?
You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
There's a humble man right there.
In some ways, it's easier than driving a car, because when you're up there, you're not close to anything. You don't need to be so precise keeping yourself in between those lanes on the road like you are on a car. So, yeah, there's a lot of regulations and math involved. But once you go through the training process, which can take about 6 months to a year, it's not cheap to do it, but it's comparable to like golfing or fishing, you know, what you would spend on that kind of a hobby. But it does give you a different perspective of the Milwaukee area or wherever you're flying to. It's a lot of fun.
You know, and I do understand too, getting back to the flights that you have, that you have you've upped the flights like to out east, like to Boston and New York, and you can go straight from Milwaukee maybe to JFK or LaGuardia.
Yeah, so JetBlue just started service earlier this year, and that's been a really nice addition to this airport. They have high quality service, brand new planes, live TV at every seat, and they do daily flights to both Boston and New York JFK. So that's been good. Spirit has actually added a lot of flights from here to places like Orlando, Las Vegas. So there's some new service here, and we encourage folks to go to flymke.com. They can check out all of our nonstop destinations.
And that's going to have all the information about the coat check and all those other things too.
Yeah, we got the coat check and the Smart Park app right there on the homepage.
She's really into the coat check thing.
I'm so excited.
Really, really into the coat check. And I love the parking thing, because I can never, if I reserve a spot, then I've got that on my phone and I at least know where my spot is. I cannot tell you how many times, no matter where I am, I aimlessly wander around a parking structure trying to figure out where the heck I park my car.
Yeah, now, so our app gives you a guaranteed availability, not necessarily a specific spot, but it guarantees that there's room for you in there.
Well, then let's give Jane that job. She can. That's another job for Jane.
Harold Mester is the Director of PR and Marketing for Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. It's been a delight having you on, Harold. Thank you so very much.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
You too. We're going to break. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.